Attention, listener. I have an assignment for you. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to engage with the real nerds, aka the best podcasts on the internet. You can listen to their episodes on their website, realnerdspodcast.com. And you can also listen to them on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and iTunes. Follow their social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This message will self-destruct? Never.
Who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd can
talk film. I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will get out of the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast, unofficially the official best podcast on the internet. I mean, I haven't taken a straw poll or anything, but that's the word I'm getting. I am Corinne, and I am here hosting a special episode for Movie Madness 2024. I know I cannot believe that this is our fifth time doing Movie Madness. Just how has this happened? It started in 2020 after everything got shut down with COVID-19. And, you know, March Madness and everything got canceled. So I was like, I'm home alone. I need something to do. And so I just picked 16 movies off my shelf and just put them on the internet and said, here, everybody, pick your favorites. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. Gave me something to do to help me keep sane during all the shutdowns. And then we kept it going. We did like Disney Pixar. We did superheroes. We did DC versus Marvel. And then last year we did sports movies, which was a lot of fun. So this year we've got a new theme. We've got new brackets, new matchups. And I'm really excited to share them with you. And joining me today is my fellow real nerd, Ryan. How's it going, Ryan?
Good. Actually, you should back up. I am the host of Real Nerds. Come in here and hijack my podcast. Unbelievable.
My thing. I mean, you host the regular show. This is just like a spinoff. This is a Corinne spinoff episode.
Yeah, you said host of Real Nerds. Unbelievable.
I'm just hosting this episode.
Unbelievable.
Can't win with you, can I?
Probably not.
Well, we're going to have to settle our disputes maybe through some tournament brackets. How about that, Ryan?
Sounds good.
Find out whose movies come out on top, because this year, our theme for Movie Madness is the 2020s. I know it's crazy to think we are 4.25 years into the 2020s decade already. And I'm like, wait a minute, 4 years, 4 brackets. So we're going to be picking our favorite movies from each of the last 4 years based on the Real Nerds Film Explosion lists. And so I've picked one movie from each nerd. For each of us.
I guess this is just semantics because we know everyone's going to pick my movies, but I mean, let's go through the charade.
I don't know, Ryan. We'll have to see. So initially I was thinking I would just pick our number one movies from each year, but I really wanted to maximize like how fun the matchups could be. And so I expanded it to be one movie from each of us. I tried to pick movies that either they were number one, or we were the only nerd who had this movie on our list, or we were the nerd who had it the highest on our list. So it ended up working out. I think we got some fun matchups that way. What do you think, Ryan? Do you think we got a good theme for this year's Movie Madness tournament?
I mean, it's a good theme, but I also can't help but think that you've rigged the brackets like you have in years past.
Well, I mean, you'll just have to garner all the online... Yeah, I mean, you were talking about a couple of years ago how you got all of your coworkers to like spam vote for your stuff, and then they turned on you in the last round and they voted for me.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I am nothing but full of integrity.
It's on the record, Ryan. You said it on one of the podcast episodes.
Nope, that episode's been lost.
Sure it has. So, are you ready for the breakdown, Ryan?
Yes.
And I know these are some of these are going to be your movies, so you're going to have to be as objective as possible.
Sure.
All right. So kicking us off on Thursday, March 21st, we have a Pixar matchup in the 2020 bracket. We have my movie, Soul, versus Brad's movie, Onward. What do you think, Ryan? Soul versus Onward.
Wow. Unfortunately, both of these kind of got the short end of the stick in the release schedule. Onward came out just before everything shut down from COVID. Mm-hmm. And Soul was put on Disney Plus. And
I think it just got a theater release in January,
It had a 1 weekend theater release. I mean, it shouldn't have. It's a brilliant film.
No, I think they re-released it.
Yeah, I know.
January.
It should have gotten a full, media blitz. So I'm going to take a personal preference in this one, and also something that really cool happened to me recently. I went to Disneyland at the beginning of February, and we stayed at the brand new Pixar place there mm-hmm. that's on the resort. And one of the coolest things that happened there is, so the whole hotel is beautiful. You walk in and it has the Pixar ball with a lamp on it. And then it has stylized kind of like ceiling hanging art from it. And they're all, I mean, you can recognize the characters, you know, it's Woody and Buzz and the hotel is beautiful. The walls have concept art but the coolest thing they had, was underneath the stairwell I guess that's what you call it. They had a piano and I said, oh, that's interesting. And then one day, Callan and I were just down in the lobby because they have a gift shop that's called Store-E. And we just were getting some Disney treats, Mickey Mouse chocolates and things like that. And all of a sudden, Joe from Soul walks in, sits down at the piano, and he plays a 30-minute concert. And it was really cool. And the gentleman they had playing Joe was spot on. He even came in with the leather briefcase. He had the blue turtleneck. He was an incredible pianist. So it was a really cool experience. And I honestly think Soul is a better movie. So I'm going to go with Soul on this one.
Right on. So then moving down to the second part of the 2020 bracket, on Friday, March 22nd, we have your Let Him Go versus Zach's The Invisible Man.
Oh, well, I know it's my movie, but I'm guessing Zach's is going to win because it's way more popular and it's not as depressing.
Really? After 2020, I really didn't hear anybody talking about The Invisible Man.
No, it's, well, I mean, I guess it's also depressing. It's, it looks into how women are abused and, domestic violence wise. Let Him Go is an awesome slow burn drama with Kevin Costner, that people should see. So, yeah, I think The Invisible Man's going to beat mine. I can't believe that's the one of mine you picked because you wanted me to lose.
It was your number one and it was Zach's number one. I don't know. I just felt like that was the best matchup that was possible. All right. Moving down to the 2021 bracket. On Saturday, March 23rd, we have my Dune versus your Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, geez. This is why'd you even say this one? I literally watched Spider-Man No Way Home last night because my kid has to watch it again. That movie is an all-time great. Dune is the first Dune is a good movie, but it's not as good as Spider-Man, not even by a long shot. So Spider-Man all the way.
I mean, I have Spider-Man No Way Home. That was my number one for the year as well. But I don't know. I like Dune, and I felt like this would be a fun matchup, especially since Dune Part 2 is in theaters right now. So I felt like it was a very timely matchup there.
You weren't going for the Zendaya versus Zendaya, huh?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I mean, she's such a great actress that I don't even think of those characters being played by the same person. Also, Chani really isn't in Dune Part 1 that much.
She isn't.
All right, moving down to the second half of the 2021 bracket, on Sunday, March 24th, we will have Brad's The Suicide Squad versus Zach's Last Night in Soho. And I will say, I was trying to figure out which of Zach's 2021 movies to put up against The Suicide Squad, and I'm like, well, everybody always talks about Edgar Allan Wright or whatever the hell his name is. So I was like, well, I guess we'll go that one because I figured Belfast would be even worse somehow.
It's Edgar Wright, and he's an incredible filmmaker. He's an incredible
Edgar
filmmaker.
Edgar Allan Poe, who gives a shit?
I do. Edgar Wright is an incredible filmmaker. Edgar Allan Poe is a drunk butthead who died 150 years ago.
True.
But I still think The Suicide Squad is a way better film, way more fun. I think I'm going to go with The Suicide Squad on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've not seen Last Night in Soho, so I can't speak to that. I also contemplated putting Spider-Man No Way Home up against The Suicide Squad, but I already had you and Brad going up against each other twice, and I thought, nah, we got to spread out the matchups here, or otherwise you'll accuse me of cheating again.
Yep, like you always do.
Like you always accuse me of.
Rigged.
So you're taking The Suicide Squad over Last Night in Soho?
Yeah, and Last Night in Soho is a really good movie. Just, I think The Suicide Squad is a better.
Another director that people just won't shut up about. All the film bros, like, oh, James Gunn, he's so awesome. It's like, he's good. Okay, I'm just going to say he's good and leave it at that. So moving over to the 2022 bracket, this is where the fun really begins, because I had a lot of fun putting these matchups together. I think 2022 and 2023 are definitely our most fun matchups, so I would not be surprised if one of these movies ends up winning the whole thing. So on Monday, March 25th, we have Brad's The Batman going up against your Top Gun Maverick. It's like asking you to pick a favorite child, isn't it?
No, I think Top Gun Maverick's the better movie. It's more fun. It's more of a crowd pleaser. I really like The Batman, but that is, you know, hey, you want to be depressed for almost 3 hours? You should watch The Batman.
I will tell you, I've only seen it once in the theaters and I haven't rewatched it. Whereas Top Gun Maverick, I think I've seen 3 or 4 times and I own it. I saw it on
I know, you're sitting
Blu-ray
next to me for The Batman. You were really squeamish during it.
I was squeamish? I don't think I was sitting right next to you, was I? I mean, I was sitting down the way, right?
You were. You every time something gross happened, you had a reaction.
Okay, they cut off a dude's thumb. You expect me not to have a reaction to that?
Yeah, be tougher.
Oh my gosh. And they killed off the hottest dude in the movie in the first 10 minutes. It's like, all right, I'm checked out after that.
Did they kill in the first 10 minutes? Who are we talking about?
The mayor, who's played by the same guy who played Mr. Wentworth, or Captain Wentworth, in the Persuasion miniseries.
Sure.
Can't think of his name right now, the actor's name, but he did really good. So, of course, no, not the hot guy. But anyway, so moving down on March 26th, Tuesday, March 26th, we have Zach's Everything Everywhere All at Once versus my Glass Onion. That sounded weird. I don't even like
That's a tough one. I think Glass Onion is a better written movie. But I love Kihei Kwan in Everything Everywhere All at Once, and he's worth seeing for that alone.
And Michelle Yeoh, she's amazing in that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole film is obviously really great. I just rewatched his Oscar acceptance speech, I think 2 days ago, is on my feed because it's the anniversary of him winning. Mm-hmm. And that one still gets me. I think it's a great acceptance speech, and he rightfully deserved it. I don't know. That's a tough one. I can see that one going either way.
Yeah. I mean, I like Glass Onion. I like Everything Everywhere All at Once, too, for the reasons you mentioned. So, yeah, I don't have a preference, actually, because I like both those movies. I had both of them on my list. So, all right, moving over to the 2023 bracket. Again, some pretty fun matchups here. We'll go this one. On Wednesday, March 27th, we have my Barbie versus Zach's Oppenheimer. Barbenheimer at it again.
I don't know.
Also timely because of the Oscars.
Yeah, that's interesting. These ones are always hard for me. I mean, if you're asking me to make a prediction, because one is such a crowd pleaser that everybody loves. And Oppenheimer is obviously an incredibly, prestigious award-winning film that is also a blockbuster. But I don't know if I would say it's crowd pleasing.
It's so dense. I felt like I was reading a history paper or something.
It is. It's brilliant, though. But I'm actually going to go with Barbie winning this one, because I think it's more of a crowd pleaser, and I think more people will vote for Barbie.
Better believe it. I'm going to be having all my friends voting for Barbie. I'm going to be using all my Twitter accounts. All right. So our last matchup of the first round at the bottom of the 2023 bracket on Thursday, March 28th, we have your Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse versus Brad's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Well, I think Spider-Man's a better movie, so I'll pick Spider-Man.
Yeah, you're not biased at all.
No.
We have two different Spider-Man movies on this bracket, Ryan.
I like really Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 very much so. It's actually in my top 150 films that I love of all time.
And it was also on your 2023 film explosion list. I think you and Brad both had it at number 3.
Correct. So I just think if I'm going on based on how good the movie is, it would be Spider-Man. But, you know, March Madness is known for upsets. But I don't see one happening in this one.
Because you're going to make sure it doesn't. Is that right?
Always.
You're going to have all your coworkers log on. Everybody go vote for Across the Spider-Verse.
Yep. You can't make fun of me. You literally just said that you're going to have all your friends vote for Barbie.
Yeah, it's okay when I do it. It's not okay when you do it, Ryan. That's how these things work.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
So, that's, again, all of our movies of the first round. So then on March 29th, we will start the quarterfinals with 2020. On down to 2023 on April 1st, then April 2nd, and then April 3rd, we'll have the semifinal matchups with our championship on April 4th. So of our 16 movies, Ryan, which one do you think is going to take the crown in our fifth ever Movie Madness tournament?
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Oh, if Spider-Man, No Way Home has to go up against Across the Spider-Verse, which one are you picking on that?
No Way Home.
Really? I think I go Across the Spider-Verse on that one.
No. Across the Spider-Verse is an incredible film. But what No Way Home was able to do is make it fan service, but also give Spider-Man an origin story. And it's emotionally more impactful. And yeah, I think it's the ultimate Spider-Man movie.
But is it the ultimate movie of the 2020s, Ryan? That is the big question.
In my opinion, yes.
Well, we'll have to find out. Personally, I think Top Gun could take it, but we will see. That is up to you, the listeners at home, to decide. So log on to the Real Nerds Twitter account every day to vote for your favorite in the matchups, and then at the end of the tournament, we will crown our winner.
Spider-Man.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't want both the Spider-Man movies to get knocked out in the first round just because you said that.
Well, they might, but they won't.
No, they probably won't because everybody loves Spider-Man.
Yeah, how can you not?
You have a plethora of Spider-Man. You've had two just this decade, Ryan. You are swimming in Spider-Man content.
I know. I know I'm lucky. He's literally since 2016, there's been a Spider-Man movie almost every year.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
I mean, you know, I'm including the Civil War and Avengers right. movies, but I think there's only, I can't remember, there was a break, and I think it was because of COVID that really pushed Across the Spider-Verse and No Way Home back a little bit. So it made a gap in Spider-Man movies because 2016 is Civil War. 2017 is Homecoming. 2018 is Infinity War and Into the Spider-Verse. 2019 is Far From Home and Endgame.
And then
2020, there isn't one. Then 2021 is No Way Home. And 2022, I guess there isn't one. And then 2023, Across the Spider-Verse. So, yes, I am very lucky.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like I said, for my money, I think Top Gun's going to take it. Or maybe Barbie. We'll see. But, of course, it could always be Spider-Man.
It probably will be because...
contingent voting for him.
Always.
So, well, thank you for joining me today, Ryan. Again, remember, you listeners, go vote every day of the tournament. And any other thoughts on the brackets this year, Ryan, on our theme?
It should be fun. Of course, my movies are the best, so I expect them all to be in the final four.
Yeah. I'm hoping they all get knocked out in the first round.
Never.
Yeah. All right. But that's up to you, the listeners, to decide. So again, go vote on the Real Nerds Twitter page every day of the tournament. And stay tuned on the Real Nerds podcast website and on all of our podcast episodes. And we will talk to you all next time.
Yep. See you at the movies.
See you at the movies. Keep it real, nerds. We really need to like make that a thing, Ryan. Come on.
Nope. Too lame. I don't like it.
Too lame. All right. Bye, nerds.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!